This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Secretary of State Kerry is set to meet today with his Russian counterpart to talk about diplomatic approaches to ridding Syria of chemical weapons. There's also a humanitarian crisis brewing in neighboring countries trying to absorb refugees. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports it's taking a human and economic toll.
Senator Lindsey Graham was on CNN this week, where he recalled a recent conversation with the King of Jordan.
He's told me and Senator McCain, I've got 600,000 Syrian refugees, 40,000 new Syrian kids in Jordanian schools, and he's hanging on by a thread.
The king is under pressure because of the economic strain. Cortland Robinson is with the Center for Refugee and Disaster Response at Johns Hopkins. He says Jordanians see Syrians receiving better assistance than they get.
People say, why are we not getting anything? We're absolutely either destitute ourselves or we're even more impoverished because of this influx.
Aid groups like Mercy Corps try to strike a balance, says spokeswoman Cassandra Nelson.
We certainly are focusing in on the refugee population, but we also help the Jordanians that are suffering.
Sharing the humanitarian relief with poor Jordanians could help keep tensions from escalating further in an already volatile situation. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.